Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Join us now, Packer fullback and cult hero, John Kuhn. John, first of all, in Tampa Bay, I heard the Kuhn chant. Was that pretty cool on the road like that?
Yeah, that was great. And getting down there was fans everywhere. I mean, our Packer fans took over that stadium, and they dubbed it Lambeau South.
Appropriate. John, you came up the hard way. I mean, you were an undrafted free agent, practice squad, and you just earned your sixth straight trip to the playoffs, 7 in the 8 years you've been in Green Bay. You've also been voted the Pro Bowl, been named All-Pro. At some point, do you ever allow yourself to think, this has kind of worked out pretty darn good?
Every now and then, when you get to an offseason, you reflect on, you know, the season that you had before you and some things that you could have done better and some things that you're proud of. And when you start reaching some of the later years in your career, you start really noticing what you've accomplished over that over time. And, sometimes I look back and I think about some of the good breaks that I had that have helped me out along the way, and I smile at those. And, you know, there are some things that I wish I could do better, but overall, I couldn't be happier with the way this thing has played out so far.
Mike, some people think the fullback position is going the way of the dinosaur. However, there's been a number of occasions this season where I would bet you were darn glad you had that good old-fashioned fullback.
No doubt about it. Our two-back offense is excellent, and that's goes to John. And just the fact that when we train, our tight ends and fullbacks are all trained the same. But John's a guy you can put in the game anytime, any place, and has also played a lot of one-back for us in the past.
Now, John, when it comes to Super Bowl championships, you have been there and done it. You know what it takes. Does this current team have the mystical it?
I absolutely believe so. We have a lot of guys that are coming in with just fight every day. And you don't see any rookie walls with the young guys. You have a lot of older guys leading by example and vocally, too. And you also have that mid-range crew that don't have it yet. They don't have the Super Bowl, but they've been around enough to understand it's difficult to get. So that hungry mix of generations there is what I think could propel us.
John, I've seen you get really excited about things that happen on the field that you've been a part of, but I don't think I've ever seen you quite as excited as the game at Minnesota when you guys ran out the clock. Was that particularly satisfying for
you?
Yes,
it was. It really was. And the fact of the personnel group that we did it with the big guys. We did it with the offensive line, the tight ends, and the fullback, and Eddie running the ball really hard. And we were able to get those two first downs and seal off the game. And we take a lot of pride in that. And Coach Mike, he makes us do this drill called combo drill all the way through training camp and all the way through the season, where it's just a tough mano-a-mano drill. And that's when you look back at those days and say, man, that work's paid off.
Last padded practice last week, combo drill, right?
I'm glad to see John likes it so much. I don't get the same response in the meeting room. So.
All right, let's go out to Lance in the audience.
All right, thank you very much, Larry. First up, we have Caitlin, and you have a question for the coach.
Uh-oh.
What did you ask Santa for Christmas?
The baited lions is what I'm going to ask for.
Very good. Okay, next up is Katie, and you have a question for John.
My question is, I'm a senior at St. Nova College, and John, what is your favorite part about staying at St. Nova College during training camp?
My favorite part has to be the pranks that we play on each other. And over the years, I've gone from the guy who's gotten the pranks played on him to the guy who's pranking the younger guys. So it's been a lot of fun making that evolution.
Any pranks you care to share, or is that amongst the guys?
We did some crickets in the bed this year for some of the rookies, and that one got a little nasty.
Crickets in the bed. All right, that sounds pleasant. All right, Lauren, next up for John.
Hi, I was just wondering what your mindset is going into the playoffs.
Well, you know, we did just clinch a playoff berth, but we have a lot of work to do with this last week with the Detroit Lions. We're treating this one as our first playoff game, and this one has a lot of really big implications for us. So we're focusing this week. We're going to spend a lot of time early on, right before Christmas Day, and getting in our playbooks and figuring everything out, and we're going to come out and try and kick their butts.
All right. Thanks, John. And next up, Larry and John, the telestrator. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show.